said, they overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb there. How? How did they overcome by the blood of the Lamb? How do you overcome by the blood of the Lamb? What is saying there is taking us back to the cross of Calvary. That is where the matter was settled. The blood that was shed on the cross on Calvary was fulfilling a law that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. He went to the cross on Calvary, shed that blood. And unless you are under that blood that was shed, you have no, lawyer we call it, local standard. Correct? My learned colleague. Please don't change seat so that when I want to talk law, you go help me. Always sit in front like this. Local standard. Yes, now. That's what the law says. You have no right to claim deliverance. And that is why I have spoken several times that all these deliverances that are taking place in all these, some of these so-called deliverance churches, I said they are just symptomatic treatment. They are Panadol treatment for pain to stop. But the cause of that problem is still there. It's a temporary relief. It will come back. Because we are not doing it according to the due order. There is a due order. Unless you do it according to the prescription. When you meet a doctor, he tells you, take this antibiotic in the morning, in the afternoon, like this, like this. If you don't take it according to the prescription, you will never get the right result. If you say take it for 5 days, you take it for 3 days. And because you feel say all the pain don't stop, then you stop taking it. You refuse to complete the remaining 2 days. You have only suppressed it. Because you didn't do it according to the due order. Hallelujah. You must come under the blood. I didn't say you must go to a church. There's a difference between being a member of a church. There are some people that are members of their church, but they are not members of the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The overcoming power to overcome, because the battle continues even after this program. When it is free, they don't, when you are free now, you receive deliverance. They don't sleep. The battle continues. But what gives you the victory is the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. How do you come under that blood? Which is our city of refuge? Which is our place of refuge? That is the doctrine of justification. For all have sinned and come too short of the glory of God. Every human being, we are sinners before God. From the Garden of Eden, we are separated from Him. And to be justified, God gave us a process whereby His mercy and grace can touch us. And then that sin that separated us from Him, He can remove it. Then He can have access. We can now deal with Him. And then He did it through the cross of Calvary. And gave every one of us access to the throne. Hallelujah. And before you know what? Hallelujah. The veil in the temple separating us from the Holy of Holies. Now we all was broken and we now have access. That is the doctrine of justification. The estate where God does something that removes your sin that has followed you, that the devil is accusing you of. And that is through water baptism. What is water baptism? It's you identifying with what happened on the cross on Calvary. A man of Galilee hanging there on the cross. It should have been you that will suffer like that. It should have been you that was hanging there. But he took your pains. He offered to be the sacrificial lamb. John saw him in his crusade and said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." He offered himself for your healing. He received all those stripes. And he declared, "By his stripes we are healed." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He brought us into a new covenant. I became the mediator between God and man. That's why he is the high priest of our profession. He's seated in the mercy seat now, interceding for every one of us. When we come in and we behave anyhow, and you come and ask for mercy, and the wrath of God wants to come upon you, and you are asking for mercy, he's sitting on the mercy seat to say, "That is the reason why I went to the cross. Even the Father's wrath cannot touch you. The accuser of the brethren, therefore, is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. For that blood is the blood of sprinkling that's speaking." It is speaking. It is speaking. It is that blood that speaks before every shrine when they mention your name. It is that blood that speaks in your business when occulty people try to pull you down. It is that blood that speaks for you when you commit sin and you say, "Father, forgive me." It is that blood. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died. Hallelujah. And that is one of the most important doctrine. When you give your life to Christ, as you repent, you must let the blood cover you. By going for that water baptism. And Satan knows how important that doctrine is. And he has messed it up. So that you will think your sins are remitted. Meanwhile, lie, Satan knows better. He knows the condition, the principles. He knows those whose sins are upon them. There is correct water baptism and there is a wrong water baptism. We are to baptize according to the due order. He's in the Bible. How are we to baptize? It's Matthew 28 verse 19. We are to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And you are to repent first. Infant baptism is unscriptural. Anybody here? Listen. This is so important. We take time to teach this. We waited. The evangelists were disturbing me for water baptism on Wednesday. I say, "Wait." On Thursday, they came again. I say, "Wait." The reason is because today, some that are not able to come because of work, because of it, they will come. So, baptism will be done today and now. Now. The water is ready. The cloud you will change is ready. Thank God. The water is not too cold. The weather is hot. It's so important. That is what those deliverance ministries will not teach the people. You are displaying anointing and casting out devil and demons are screaming. And then under the fire around, they step aside. They only step aside. They are waiting somewhere because the overcoming power is not there. Amen. You know why I'm happy? Do you know there are some people that just hear our broadcast? They have traveled from outside the states. Some even from the neighboring countries. They came to this program. Their only reason is they want to be baptized. Because they know if the Son of Man shall set you free. He said, ye, if a man makes you free, say, you'll be free indeed. Freedom comes through Jesus Christ. And he gave us the freedom through the cross on Calvary. And before he gave up the ghost concerning every matter, what did he say? He said, it is finished. Deliverance comes by him. That is the reason why he is given a name. That name is above every other name. At the mention of the name given to him, the name was given to him. The name was given to him. It is the name for redemption. His name is the name for redemption. The name of Jesus. Jesus means Jehovah saves. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why he's the mediator between God and man. Hallelujah. What is water baptism? It's you saying, I believe I am the reason you went to the cross. You died for me. So you repent. You die to sin. He was buried. You follow him to the grave. So, baptism is by immersion. If anybody sprinkle water on you, how do you bury somebody who is dead? By sprinkling sand. It is wrong. Baptism. Hey, my Anglican brethren, hear me. If that is the baptism you are boasting of, Satan knows better. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. On the third day he resurrected. In the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, we shall rise. We shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise. We shall rise. Hallelujah.
In the resurrection morning,
when there's prison
shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise.
You may be sitting there one moment. And then grave could not hold him captive. Hallelujah. Grave could not hold him captive. And so grave cannot hold me also captive. On the third day he resurrected, we come out of that water. Once you do that, you have now identified with the cross. It brings you under that blood. For that blood to now speak for you. Hallelujah. So come out. Every sin you have ever committed till that day, as you come out, you have positioned yourself for the blood of Jesus Christ to wash it away. The accuser of the brethren will look for it. I hear that Savior say,
my strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, wash and pray.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
the river. As far as the river, that is of God.
In the sea of justice,
in the sea of God, forget goodness. That's good enough for me.
People want to have their sins remitted. You want to correct that error. That error. Come to the altar.
Glory to His name.
Glory to His name.
When I
seal of God.
You have not come to me. My blood is the blood of a sinner. My blood cannot speak for you. It is the same blood that spoke for me, and still speaking for me, that you are coming to enter now. That is what gets you to be untouchable and unstoppable. That blood speaks for you. And speaks for all Christians. Hallelujah. You will go. Festus. Are we ready? The water is ready. The cloth is ready. Just go straight. And fulfill all righteousness. Then come back. And then we continue. Just follow them. God bless you. As you enter that water, every problem that follows you inside that water, it will not follow you out of that water in the name of Jesus.
In the city where the from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive.
Yeah, we have
a taste of sunshine coming through.
Yes, sir.
And a sun will shine upon us now so bright. We will change to clouds and rain until we go.
To the city
where the Lamb is alive.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in the city where the Lamb is alive.
The city.
Oh, the city where the comet no
light.
Have a mansion over there.
We will free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb.
I forgot to talk to Assemblies of God people and Four Square and Redeem and Deeper Life, because you all claim you baptized by immersion. I didn't tell you that Redeem, you baptized wrongly. Assemblies of God, you baptized wrongly. Four Square, you baptize wrongly. And the rest of you, that we take somebody inside the water, like all these names are mentioned, and then you say, according to Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and you put somebody inside the water by immersion and you bring the person out. You have not yet baptized according to Matthew 28 verse 19. Why? The emphasis is the name. The Father is not the name. Son is not the name. Holy Ghost is not the name. The Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. Baptized in the name of the Father. Baptized in the name of the Son. Son is not the name. If you say I baptize in the name of the Son, you have not yet called the name. Every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. According to the Bible, Jesus is the name of the Father. He gave his name to his Son because he was in his Son, reconciling the world to himself. And Jesus Christ told us that the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Father is Jesus. And the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. To baptize, correct water baptism is to take you, after you have repented, to the water and put you, immerse you, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they bring you out. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Any other way, your sins are still upon you, according to the scripture. So maybe you didn't know before, okay? Opportunity has come. Hallelujah. Somebody here, judgment is coming. All will be there,
each one receiving justly his due. I think that's
right. Lord, and I will pass over you.
How many more? You may not have this opportunity again,
though. I will pass over you.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry to mention the name of your church, but I say it so that you will wake up and think. That's why I say it like that. So if you are hiding under the baptism of that church, you will now know. You begin to reason now. You may not get it now, but when you go back, go and think.